Welcome, friends. God love you. God bless you. Today is, today is Monday, February 26th, and we're in Matthew chapter 19. Excuse me. When Jesus had finished saying all these things, he went away from Galilee. He went to the part of Judea that is on the other side of the Jordan. Large crowds of people followed him there, and he made the sick people well. Some Pharisees came to talk to Jesus, and they wanted to see how he would answer their questions. They asked, "Can a man send his wife away so that she is no longer his wife? Is it right for him to do that for any reason he chooses?" Jesus replied, "You surely have read about this in the Bible. At the start, when God created the world, he made people male and female. And because of this, a man leaves his father and he leaves his mother, and God joins him and his wife together, and the man and the woman become like one body. They are not two separate people any longer. They have come together as one person. God has put them together to be husband and wife, so nobody should make them separate." And then the Pharisees said to Jesus, "Moses said that a man could write a letter to say that he and his wife are no longer married. Then the man can send the woman away. And why did Moses say this?" They are asking Jesus, "Why did Moses say this?" And Jesus answered them, "Moses said this because you people did not want to obey God. All these things were different at the start when God made the world. But now I say to you, a man must send his wife away and many other women. If he does that, it is the same as if he had sex with another man's wife. A man may only send his wife away if she has had sex with another man." So Jesus' disciples said to him, "You say that this is what it's like for a man and his wife? Then maybe it's better for people to not get married." Jesus replied, he said, "Not everyone can agree with this idea. But God has helped some people to agree with it. There are several different reasons why a person may not marry. Some men cannot have sex. They were born like that. Some other people cannot have sex because people did something to them. Some people chose not to have sex. They do not because then they can work better for God. They do not marry. I kept looking at that word, and it's like my glasses or my vision has gotten so bad that it's hard to even read my Bible on iPad. That's pretty bad. So I think most of you who know me know I had surgery that went bad. Amen. The doctor botched it. It went bad. I've never had good vision since. And there's nothing they can do about it. But praise the Lord. Anyway, let me back up and get it right. They do not marry because then they can work better for God and his kingdom. Anyone who can agree with this idea should do it. And then Jesus goes to talking about the children and how Jesus wants children to come to him. He said in verse 13 that some people brought their children to Jesus and they wanted him to put his hands on them and on the child's head and bless them. They wanted him to pray for them. But the disciples, they told the people that they should not do that. And Jesus said to them, "Do not stop the children. Let them come to me. People must become like these children so that God can rule in their lives. And that is what the kingdom of heaven is like. So Jesus put his hands on each of the children's heads and he prayed for them and he blessed them. And after that, he went away from that place. And then as he went his way in verse 16, Jesus meets a rich man. He says, one day a man came to Jesus and he says, teacher, he asked, what good things must I do so that I can live with God forever? And Jesus replied, why do you ask me about a good thing? Only God is good. Nobody else. If you want to have a real life, then you must obey God's laws. Let me say that again for those that are always saying that we don't have to do works because everything that we do should look like something that the Lord has given us instruction to do. Amen. You would not be out committing adultery. You would not be out gossiping, slandering, or doing any such thing like that if your life was right with God. If you're doing those things, you've got much to repent about and get your life right with God. If you want to have a real life, then you must obey God's laws. So the man asked Jesus, which laws must I obey? So Jesus replied, do not kill anyone, do not have sex with anyone who is not your wife, do not rob anyone, do not say things that are not true about people. Love your father and mother and obey them. Love other people as much as you love yourself. And the man says, the rich man says, I have always obeyed these laws. What else must I do? And Jesus said to him, if you want to be completely good, then you must do this. You must sell all that you have, then give the money to the poor people. If you do that, you will have many valuable treasures in heaven. Then come back and be my disciple. So what the Lord was asking him to do was to get rid of everything. Let it all go. And then when the young man heard this, what did he do? He went away. And some versions say he went away sad. This version says he went away. He was not happy. He was feeling sad because he was a very rich man. So he was sorrowful over the fact that he would lose money. He would lose his riches. And then Jesus said to his disciples, what I say is true. What I say is true. It's very difficult for rich men to let God rule in their lives. The hole in a needle is very small. A camel can go through it. A camel cannot go through it. But I tell you, it's even more difficult than that. It is even more difficult than that for a rich person to let God rule in their life. Why? Money has consumed them. What the Bible says, the love of money is the root, the very root of all evil. Not some evil. It is the root of all evil. And when the disciples heard this, they were even more surprised. They said, so perhaps God will not save anyone. And Jesus looked at them and he replied, for people it really is impossible, but God can do it. God can do everything. Peter said to Jesus, look, we have left everything that we had. Now we are your disciples. What will we receive because we've done this? And Jesus said to his disciples, I tell you this, one day God will cause all things to become new. I, the Son of Man, will sit on my great throne as king, and I will rule that new world. And you who are my disciples will also sit like kings on thrones. You will judge the people of the 12 tribes of Israel. Some people have left their homes, or they may have left their brothers or sisters, or maybe they have left their mother or father. And what is he talking about? For his sake. Or maybe they have left their wife or their children or their fields. Maybe they have done that because of me, Jesus said. And God will give those people many more things than they have ever left behind. Even 100 times, listen to me, even 100 times more. And after they die, they will live forever with God. But many people who are very important now will become the least important. And many people who are not important now will become the very, become very important then. And that's where we close that chapter. I'm going to go ahead back over to, I'm also doing Mark on Podbean. If you're not registered with Podbean, which I'm not really sure that you do have to register, but if you're not, I would really highly recommend it. And if you want to do podcasts or live recordings, I would also really highly recommend it. It's amazing. But anyway, I'm going to close here, and I just thank you, Jesus, for your word. I thank you, God, how it feeds us night and day, day and night. How can we live without your word, oh God? We could not. How can we live without you? We could not. So, Father God, we just thank you today for all that you've just fed us. We thank you, Lord, for your word. We thank you, God, for all that you are to us. We thank you for the forgiveness of our sins and that you have made us as white as snow. And Father, I just take authority over anyone that is walking through guilt or condemnation, anyone that is being targeted by witchcraft or word curses, slander. I break it off of them right now in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Father God. I thank you, Lord, for all things. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.